Okay, very good afternoon to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 21st October till 2023, yeah? The day 4 of our retreat. Yeah? So now we will continue with our itinerary, 1:30 to 3 o'clock. So we are supposed to have our puja followed by briefing by me, yeah, on all the hot sutta, essential dhamma, etc. Okay, let us chant the simple puja. We just chant the salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami supatipanno bhagavato sakkasango sanghang namami. Okay, we will chant the salutation. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Okay, we'll stop here, then we pay respect to Tripa Jema. Buddhang pujemi, dhammang pujemi, sanghang pujemi. Okay, then we will continue from where we start. We are at page 65. Afterwards, when everybody come in already, remind me, because my wife want to share something very important regarding what we went through this morning on true suchness, or the meaning of true suchness, ruru putong. Okay, yeah. Now we continue with the sharing first. Tell me, page 65, part 2. The state of a non-returner or anagami, there was a question.
Page 65, part 2, question and answer 2.1. The state of non-returner or anagami. Question 1. Why did the Buddha say, "Verily, O bhikkhu, should anyone not necessarily a Buddhist, who cultivate these four foundations of mindfulness in this manner for 7 years, then by him, one of the two fruitions is proper to be expected. Sainthood in the here and the now, or some form of clinging is still yet present, the state of non-returner, anagami, the third stage of the supramundane enlightenment. And why not at least a suttapanna or a sakadagami is to be expected? Brother Chia replied, very likely it is because the Buddha knew that the four foundations of mindfulness is such a powerful cultivation that it can lead to at least the realization of anagami. If some form of clinging is yet present, the other reason is the four foundations of mindfulness cultivation. It is stated that only after overcoming covetousness and grief can one cultivate the mindfulness of kaya, vedana, citta, and dhammanusana. As the sotapanna and sakadagami are still not free from the fetters of ill will and sensual desire or covetousness, and they still have to come back to the sensual realm for at least one more life. This is the reason why the sakadagami is also called a once-returner, whereas the anagami is called non-returner, one who has no more delusion but still some form of minor clinging and conceit. The anagami will be born into the pure abode within the form of Brahma realm. The 10 steps of the Avijja Sutta is also very clear on this. The four foundations of mindfulness is step 8 of Avijja Sutta, to be cultivated only after step 6, sense restraint, and step 7, three-way of right conduct, has been cultivated.
So this one I have explained before, Avijja Sutta. That's why a lot of Theravada practitioners, they cannot understand why in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha always say, if you cultivate this Satipatthana, you will realize at least anagami. If there is no more minor conceit and clinging, then you will realize arahantship. So they didn't know the reason. That's why this Kayamita, being quite smart, asked, why can't it be sotapanna shape and sakadagami shape? Why straight away jump to anagami? It's because in the Satipatthana Sutta, it's mentioned clearly, you only cultivate this Satipatthana Sutta after you have the opening statement, after overcoming covetousness and greed. These are the factors that the first and second stage of sainthood, Sotapan and Sakadagami, they haven't really severed. Because the Sotapan, they only severed the first three factors, which is Sakaya Ditti, rites and ritual, and faith in the Triple Gem. Then when it comes to Sakadagami, they have only attenuated sensual desire and will, the next two factors. They haven't rooted it out. Only at anagami level, they root it out. That's why it's stated, after overcoming covetousness and greed, means if you have overcome covetousness and greed, you are definitely at least a sakadagami. But people don't understand. So they heard the sutta, they interpret the sutta, where they heard the beginning statement, ekayano bhikkhave bhikkhu, o bhikkhu, this is the only way for the purification of being, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the realization of nibbana, for reaching the right path, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So everybody like very interested, must go for four foundations of mindfulness, four foundations, want to get enlightened very fast. So because of lack understanding, they go and do, actually you are wasting your time. You need those qualities. And this was repeated by the Buddha in the Avijja Sutta, where he explained the origination cycle of the Avijja Sutta, means Sutta of Ignorance, how Avijja come to be. Then how you develop the enlightenment cycle to become enlightened? The enlightenment cycle is very important. The Buddha mentioned Avijja Sutta, he said, Kayamita Shiva is 100% of the holy life. And the first requirement or prerequisite of the enlightenment cycle is you must have Dhamma friends. Kayamita Shiva. That's why I form my grouping as Kayamita, Brother Theos Kayamita. So once you understand this, you are part of the Kayamita Shiva. Step one, you already fulfilled. Then after that, step two is because you are Kayamita, we have our classes, our Dhamma sharing, our activity, our retreat, and other activities. And because of that, you have great opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. So step two is listening to the true Dhamma. So when you have the condition to listen to the true Dhamma, the third step of the Avijja Sutta will arise. You will develop faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And this is very important. When you develop faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, it gives you the spiritual faculty of Saddha leading to Virya, Virya leading to Siddhi, and all those things. Then when you constantly listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you reflect, you contemplate, you develop the initial wisdom. Then at the same time, you also develop the Yoniso Manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience. That is step four. Once you develop that, it becomes step four. So step four is Yoniso Manasikara. Then after that, with Yoniso Manasikara, you can actually have more and more space between thought. Because before you have this initial wisdom, when you confront sense experience, you don't know how to act. You every time stir your mind. You are very familiar with your memory, your brain, your conditioning, your views, your opinion, your beliefs. So you act according to memory. That's why you cannot progress. The mind keeps on stirring, create wrong thought, mental hindrance. And you cannot be in a meditative state. That's why your mundane mind got no space. So what happens is, after you have Yoniso Manasikara, at the moment of sense experience, this Dhamma understanding, initial wisdom, they will spontaneously arise to prompt you. Then the moment they prompt you, you are no longer deluded, then you know how to act, acting according to Dhamma way, following the Dhamma wisdom. And because of that, you do not stir, you do not react, you are at peace. When you are at peace, your mind is very quiet. Then this one, as you stabilize the contemplative wisdom, the initial wisdom, as you meditate, as you insight in the now you awaken, then it becomes more and more stable. Your straightening of view becomes more and more stable. Then you will reach a point where you hardly stir your mind. Most of the time you are calm, you are peaceful. You can see things as they are, you can accept them for what they are. You can accept reality, suchness, the isness of things, all according to the teaching of the Buddha. Then all the words of the Buddha you understand, why heedfulness is so important, why he say whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So this is the reality, the suchness of things. And because of that, you are more and more peaceful. More and more peaceful with no thought, nothing. Doesn't react, doesn't stir. And then the mind become quiet, peaceful, tranquil, still. This is the beginning of space between thought. When you have space between thought, means your mind starts to enter sati. Then when that happens, you can develop what the four foundations of mindfulness advise you to do. Standing aware, sitting aware, walking aware, lying down aware. Then sati sampajana. Looking, forward, aware, bending, turning, stretching, aware, putting on the shoulder floor, aware. Whatever you do within the moment, aware. Answering nature's call, also aware. And that is daily mindfulness, sati, daily mind. But with clear comprehension. That is step six. Once you hit step six, you are very different already. Because your daily mind feels so stable and you have clear comprehension, you won't debate. Then automatically, you will become an Arya. Once you develop until step five, step six and seven will come naturally. Step six is sense restraint. Because of your mindfulness, because of your yoniso manasikara initial wisdom, you already can control, not to say control, restrain your senses. Means you no longer react and break your precept anymore. The five precept at least, you cannot break already. So because of that, you will become a sotapan. That's why they used to tell you, once you sotapan, you won't take birth in the four woeful realm. Why? Because you kept your precept. Understand? You will not go down. You have this basic virtue. Then you have severe the first three fetters. Your parami, everything becomes differently. Then after that, once you have your sense restrained, your precept is in order, then you can continue with the Noble Eightfold Path practice to cultivate the three types of right conduct. Means right thought, right speech, right action. Once you can do these three, right livelihood also will be part of you. Because when you have right thought, right speech, right action, the way you live your life using these three will definitely be in accordance. That's why step seven. Now, after that only the Buddha recommend you go and cultivate four foundation of mindfulness under step eight. So now, clear, huh? Okay? Yeah. Sadhu, yeah. Then, the two aspects of the five aggregate, yeah. Tell me, continue. Yeah.
Page 66, 2.2. Why the Bodhisattva way of cultivation is not much emphasis? Question 2. Why the Bodhisattva way of cultivation not much emphasis in the Theravada tradition? Why this emphasis is mainly the sainthood way culminating in arahantship? Brother Teo replied, the Buddha at that time in Kosambi gathered a handful of leaves in his hand and explained to the bhikkhus. Then its essential meaning, the Buddha said, even so, monks, many are the things that I have fully realized, but not declared unto you. Few are the things I have declared unto you. And why, monks, have I not declared them? They monks, are indeed not useful, not conducive, are not essential to the holy life of purity. They do not lead to disenchantment, to dispassion, to detachment, to tranquility, to full understanding, to cessation, to enlightenment, and to nirvana. That is why they are not declared by me. So what the Buddha knew during that era, the condition was such that the sainthood way, via cultivating the three turning of the four noble truth, is the fastest and the most appropriate, hence the teaching then. The other reason could also be because the Bodhisattva way is so much longer, needs eons and eons of cultivation to perfect the 10 paramitas or perfection, and this way is so much more difficult. To be a Bodhisattva, one must have a very great compassion and a very big heart to come back for the living being, and they have to vow to save the limitless living being. The supramundane mind, via this great compassion and vows of theirs, must arise to cause them to come back again as Bodhisattva, to cultivate the perfections. Otherwise, after arahantship, the form and mind will cease upon parinibbana, and there will be no more rebirth. 2.3. Second aspect of five aggregates of form and mind. Question 3. Can you elaborate on the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind? Mother Chiyo replied, the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind is as human being. As a human being, we have a physical form or body and a mind. The Buddha subdivided the mind into four more aggregates of feeling, perception, activities of mind and or sankhara and consciousness. Since the mind is the knowing element and anything that the mind knows is the form in the mind, hence you also have the five mental aggregates of form and mind within every moment of sense experience or sense or consciousness. This is the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. And the external form enters the mind via the mental aggregates of perception, memory, perception, knowledge, or sanya. Like the external form of a Buddha image, how does the external form enter the mind? Via the seeing consciousness and mental perception, via memory, right? The second aspect, which is the five mental aggregates of the form and mind that arise and passes away with every moment of sense door consciousness, is the more important one that the Buddha talks about under his dependent origination or 12 links Paticca-samuppada teaching. The text mostly explains the 12 links using the first aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind, with the 12 links occurring on only once over three lifespans, and this type of Paticca-samuppada is of not much use. He explained that dependent on the first link of ignorance or avijja, in condition karmic volition or sankhara, then karmic volition condition rebirth consciousness or vijnanam, and dependent on the rebirth consciousness, form and mind or nama rupa, the human being comes to be. Depending on the human being, the six sense basis or salayatana comes to be. To them, this is the only possible logical way of explaining it. Whereas in the actual 12 link using the second aspect can also be explained if one understands how our mind functions or operates as taught by the Buddha. According to the Buddha, the dependent origination occurs within every moment of sense door consciousness. That is dependent on ignorance, not understanding the truth and wanting to know it, conditioned mental volition or activities, mundane perception and thinking, etc. Then dependent on thinking or mental volition, it creates mental contact that triggers off mental or thought consciousness instead of rebirth consciousness, because mind is also an organ. Then dependent on mental or thought consciousness, the content of consciousness will follow to arise the five mental aggregates of form and mind, second aspect. Then dependent on this form and mind, there must be these six sense bases. Hence the flow of dependent origination as taught by the Buddha. This second aspect is seldom taught because it is very difficult for most cultivators to have the understanding to share unless they themselves have realized the Paticca-samuppada happening within their own form and mind.
So now you understand, huh? So all the explanation that I did yesterday is all clearly recorded here, huh? So you don't have to take notes. That is the meaning, yeah? Okay. Is everybody here already? Where is Jingyao? Oh, Jingyao, yeah. Ah, coming. So everybody here already. Ah, purposely wait for Jingyao, huh? Lai, Agyap. My wife want to share something which is very useful. We are earlier on, not enough time. Then after we all dispersed, she came and talked to me. I said, very good, because we were on the topic, suchness, the true nature. Then the Maya Sutta say that true nature has this characteristic, ru ru pu tong. So you turn back to page 65 and 64. True suchness or ru ru pu tong. So when she meditate, she realize that she understand what that thing is. That's why she said she must share for your benefit. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You let her explain. Very good. Huh? Because she briefed me a bit. She said, when she meditated this morning, you know like, how much snoring all over. Yeah? Because I think Jared, I think, was very tired, sleeping at the back there. Good, deep sleep. He snored non-stop. Then somewhere there, this one better. Snore after a while, stop. Then snore again, stop. That one is good. So she said when she was there, Lu Lu Putong, the nature there. Nothing can disturb her. Understand? He wants to be aware of all the snoring she can. She knows what is going on. But all these are external phenomena. Understand? Nothing to do with the nature. Nature got no word, nothing. Understand? That's why she said, when you understand true suchness, what she experienced and shared will help you to develop it and have the faith. When you are here with a silent mind, when your awareness nature arrives, don't panic. A lot of people are very funny. But do I suddenly no thought, no. Dangerous, can I die? This type of people, I also don't know. They strike lottery, they don't know. They go and arise a fear. How come no thought? Then, anapanasati, until no more breathing, I don't breathe already, will I die? You know why? Coming obstruction. In the past, you tell people, don't know how to meditate, don't simply meditate. Meditate until no more breathing or die. Coming obstruction come, when you hit that stage, you yourself, the thought, coming obstruction arise. How come no more breathing? Can I die? Then sometimes, when you hit the no thought, how come no thought one? No breathing also scared, die. No thought also scared, die. But want to seek enlightenment, no? To realize enlightenment, you must reach no thought and no breath. He doesn't know. So, all these are very important understanding, okay? I pass the mic to my wife. She got ready the mic already. Very good. Okay, let her share.
First of all, I like to say kanten to everyone here having the cause and condition to arise to have this retreat available for me to cultivate. And sadhu to Brother Teo for guiding me all the way. Don't know when it started until now. And to all Kalyamitas, Tong Shuman, Jia Yu. As I, just like any one of you here, just put in your sincerity, perseverance, and to cultivate, to go back to your awareness. I don't know how to say it. When the first 2 days, I just like normal people, have all the uncomfortable of the legs, and then all the wang xiang, fei lai fei qi, still haven't settled down.
Wang xiang means heedless thinking, false thinking, mundane thinking. Use Mandarin, let her use Mandarin. Yes, her English not so good.
Even you know, but you won't attach because it's our mundane mind characteristic. First thing, you must know what you are, who you are, and you understand your body, your mind function, and then you know how to go with it, cope caught with it. This morning, as usual, I prefer to have sitting meditation, and then as I sit, it's calm down, it's quite, it's calm, and then it becomes bright, expand, expand, bright, bright, expand, expand, keep on expanding, it's very calm, silent, tranquil. And you know the leg, not quite a sensation there, but you cannot attach. Just silent and still. It's very bright. It's bright. It's just a spacious emptiness. And you can say nothing. Just like that. And Jinhao is lying down here, snoring.
But not long. Snore.
Snore one sound.
Stop.
Then I can. I don't. I won't call it. It's just a rising passing away. Yeah. It's off.
It doesn't but affect her. Because that, that nature.
You have the wisdom.
That nature.
You understand. It's a rising passing away. But it's just a mupada. That's all. The healing and then go here. But it's at the center here.
The heart there.
Space, very white and calm and still. But then not affected. It's just like that, understand. Just like that. Very calm, like you have the sati. And you have the calmness, stillness there. So whenever there is sound, I just arising, passing away, that's all. It's not passing away, that's not passing away, that's all.
She knew they are external phenomena.
And then you won't be affected by it. And then here, blank. Here, nothing. Until now, still nothing. It's here already. And then it's, until now, still here. It's very calm and peaceful. Whatever you talk or what you all do, not affected. It is just like that. Understand, that's all. And then when they explain the I and one off, I'll say, no lah, cannot. This side is outside. When you inside here, you are in the meditation, what you see is a bit different. It's just with it. That means when you hear the sound, it's just with it, the sound appearing is appearing, but this side is not moving. The vibration, the hearing vibration is outside. It didn't go into inside.
Because
I don't know whether you all understand or
the
not.
The external phenomena cannot affect that nature.
It didn't patichap samupada up to there only.
Yeah.
Didn't carry on down. I hope you all understand. So it's just like that.
Yeah.
That is with understanding and with awareness, right understanding. From here, then I understand, okay. This is the wunian. Understand already. And then when you need, because you live life, you need this mundane mind. When a mundane mind arrives, you do, then remember, no more. In wu so zu, er shen qi xin. I understand this already. I know what to do already.
The mind that has no dwelling is your true mind.
You have to.
Your mundane mind will dwell everywhere. You know how you dwell or not? You know how you dwell or not? When you perceive something, where do you dwell? You dwell there, understand? Like this Buddha Rupang. How you know it's a Buddha Rupang? Through your perception, is that? When you perceive, through memory, you recall Buddha image. Your mind dwell there, understand or not? Awareness, know what one, see things as they are, don't dwell one. There's a specific phenomenal awareness, understand? Or spacious awareness, like you said, that nature shine forth, you become like brightness. Then aware from there. Then outside snoring, whatever, these are all dependent, originating, external phenomena. Understand? What is inside is Ruru Putok. In English is what? Such true suchness is no movement. Putong is no movement, yeah. But the better word is Pusen Pumi. Understand? Non-arising, non-ceasing. Understand? Ming Sing Jian Sing. When you realize the true nature, you remember the fifth patriarch say what? Yeah? The great man who realized that true nature, he is the Buddha. Understand? Technically, when you realize this, you will become the Buddha. Yeah. So all this understanding, when you have, then you will know what that nature is. That nature is not a being. It cannot come out and live like yourself. It's just that nature. But the first thing to come out is the awareness nature. That's why when you meditate, you have to allow the mundane mind to cease. Means, without thought, you are already aware. Why must you practice awareness? Try to be aware. Because you don't understand without thought, you are already aware. And you keep on creating thought, using thought-based meditation to meditate, understand? And you hope to realize the enlightenment, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Look at how gullible people can be. It's just like the cepakayana, understand? They know it's unreasonable. But when there is greed, they hear, not only he say, you know, everybody say, you know. You know what is this? Society always like that one. He say, you know. That everybody say, you know. That everybody excited believe. This is a crowd instinct, understand? No? You know how stock market go out. When there is a bull run, what happened? Everybody make money. You know? Then you go to the market, Apo Ama will talk to you about stock market. You know? You buy this stock, the tip very soon. You know? Oh. You didn't buy? Oh, yo, I bought, lo, my friend bought, lo, we make money. Wow, you listen one, you don't believe. Then you walk around, listen another one. Or then he tell you, not only he, you know, his friend, his what, like that whole group of people, like everybody make money except you. You know? So you can tahan or not? You sure jump in. But before that, you're skeptical. Yeah, stock market, a lot of people get burned on that one. But when you hear all this news, you forgot. You understand? So what is commonly accepted, logical, can lure you and make you develop the craving, the delusion. Then you make mistakes. So it's the same with Dhamma. When you cultivate without understanding, you end up gullible, you end up like that. Now you understand. The point that I want to point out is the true mind, no need to search for it. It was there all the time, understand? But you cannot be aware of it because you are lost in thought, understand? You are creating all the mundane thinking, the activity. Now you understand why the Karaniya Metta Sutta say you must be somebody with little or few duties. Not duty, duties. Because when you have a lot of mundane things to take care, you don't have space between thought. You cannot be aware. And when you cannot be aware, how can you develop awareness? Nature within. That's why you become a healer, and the healers are as if dead. So what you need is develop that. That's why my wife able to develop that. We are over the last few years, she started to develop understanding, then she followed instruction, she developed the faith, then she persevered. Then in the retreat, a lot of things happened. Earlier on the last retreat also, he came out and described and share, because she realizes it is beautiful. This can let other people understand, because if she can do it, other people also can do it, understand? So this is what Dhamma is. Eh? So with the sharing, I will let her continue after. Eh? You all should actually develop faith. Eh? Then after that, we can rejoice together. Eh? Okay.
Yeah. This one also answer English question. Remember you asked the IC of Abhijja, that one? So now you understand or not?
Yeah.
Because of the Avena wisdom there, so it's still got arising, passing away. Wuzhu, then gone. Hope you understand.
Yes. Very good. Go on.
After this, this one is just a jingjie, don't think of what very big. It's just xiao wu, it's just help you to have a faith and vidya to continue cultivate. Because you have to, your five spiritual faculty have to become five balas, you know.
Yeah.
Always there.
Power.
Remember, yoniso manasikara at every moment. When it's there, then you can. Then you can see things as they are, always have the wisdom and awareness, and then cultivate, you walk the path of normal effort.
Yeah,
in fact, you are the normal effort path. This time, is that one I understand already. Last time I talked long time ago, you are normal effort path.
Yeah.
You are, because your form and mind, by aggregate of form and mind, and then you will see that this one is the true one. Inuit come up here, this is the computer, Inuit here. When you see, normal people see, your eye go and grab, ear go and grab, always grab everything. But nowadays, when I see, I just see like that. Unless you need to know, then you just... Just like that.
Yeah, you need to know, you need to manifest, to help, to share, to teach, then you arise.
When Jinhao snoring, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Because I already have the understanding that, so I know grasping. Because of grasping of the five aggregate.
Yeah.
The gapi is suffering. When you understand what you are, who you are, how your body function, how you function, what you are, the human being, what you are, in fact, it's just a part of nature. You are human being only. Yeah. How you humanly function, that's all. It's like any of the creature.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. Yeah. It's like we are part of nature. Just. Yeah. Rolling by and continue evolve until like perfect wisdom. Anuttaya samyak
sambuddhi,
the wisdom. That's all. Because it's we come to this samsara because of our sakayariti and because we lack of wisdom, not perfect. Everything is also great. So we have to go through different plane of existence to have the perfect wisdom. In fact, we come to every what called 道场.
Yeah.
一片处都是道场. It's for you to cultivate. For you to cultivate to have the wisdom and right understanding of the life. Of this, the truth of the existence, then only you can be free. And then you also can be, you cannot cling on the wholesome, this good, I do this and this and good. No. You also have to let go, but you must, you do without clinging.
Means got condition only you do, no you condition do. You don't do.
Wuzhu. Finally, Wuzhu, keep on carry on until you are perfect,
sama-sama. Okay, very good. Huh? So, By now, you all should know the English notebook. She just went through the understanding. With you, that thing stabilized maybe a few years later or many years later. And then the way she described and talked very different. That time very accurate, the word very precise. And now very not so precise because English not so good. So then she can't find the word. So whatever Dhamma that he heard before, he can use all those words. But something that happened inside, there is no word. So like my case, I have to coin the word to share with you. You go and check all the book everywhere. Mindfulness, they say. But what is mindfulness and how mindfulness manifests? Nobody can tell you about the spacious awareness. Specific phenomenal awareness. Spacious awareness without a center is the oneness nature that manifests. No center. Then the other one is specific phenomenal awareness, also no center, but it is a phenomena that move with the awareness, understand? Means specific to that phenomena, the awareness is with it. That's why when your mind enters a deep, that aspect of specific phenomena awareness, right? That time everything you see is in sati. That's why I saw nature's movement, my mental movement activity, then physical movement, my kaya, everything. So like nature's movement, I saw the moving car. No word, nothing. The awareness is. Then the tree, the nature, whatever, the breeze or whatever, the flow of nature, everything. Everything is just like a dance, understand? Not tiao wu that are done. The nature's flow and movement and activity. But it's with mindfulness awareness. No thought, nothing, no serene, no. Then that understanding give rise to so much joy. This is the pristine beauty that you never see when your mundane mind arises, when it's clouded with opinion, with views, opinion that want to comment. Wow, yesterday nicer, today not so nice. Means you are not in the moment, understand? But when you are there and then, like when I was in Xinjiang, oh, I look, that nature. That's why I try to tell Sui An everybody, you must have the ability to be here, understand? Really present, understand? Not excited and through knowledge try to accumulate, see and busy doing all this. No, you can take photo, no problem. You can live life normal, but you have joy, but you won't get excited, understand? That joy is because so different, so beautiful, so pristine, and nature is really nature. You never knew earth got such existence. That area is supposed to be Gobi Desert, no, nothing, no. And nobody can stay there when all last time. But they realize later on, because the emperor want to protect that region, Bo Bin Mai, people attack you, take your land, you emperor, you where got been? So, scared of losing faith, they send all the good general there. The general also endured, but suddenly, after doing all those things, the Han people only 20%, 80% are nomads, all those other race or minority group, 42 of them, 42 or 45, yeah. 40, about there, that figure. So what happened was, the general cannot control them. Well, this nomad, they don't behave like normal people. They bosong, they revolt, they give a lot of problems. So what happened was, the general tried to consult all those feng shui master and the great, supposed to be wisdom sage and all those things. So one of them, I think, is a Taoist. He looked at that thing, he looked at feng shui, he looked at the Tao, then you know what he did? He said, he told the general, Ken, you can stabilize this region. You build a Pakua Tang, You know what is Ba Guo Dao? Ba Guo Chen. And he... Ba Guo Chen, sorry. 不是 Ba Guo, Ba Guo. That one pronounced wrongly become Ba Guo. I mean, talk backbite a lot. So, this is Ba Guo. Ba Guo, or Guo, not Guo. Ba Guo. Ba Guo Chen. So, this is a city built on the...what they call, we got the Chinese culture, we study this book of change, the Ba Guo, the Yi Jing, the book of change, Yi Jing is the Ba Guo, and that Ba Guo, very beautiful, it has its teaching. So after he built it up, he did what they call the,Ba Guo Zhen, you know what is a Zhen? Set up a Zhen Fa, it's not a city.
Formation.
It's a formation, formation, that's the right word. Ba Guo Zhen, you all didn't see the Wuxia Xiao Shuo. There is one Jiang Ye. How many of you have seen the video? What is the actor's name already? No, the man, the one that very good at sorts, Ning Chue.
Chue.
Is it Ning Chue?
Ning Chue.
I think Ning Chue. You know what he set up or not? His Sufu, expert in the Wa Hu one. Drawing all those to actually give rise to power and energy and all those things. So they use that.Thing. So he set up this, the emperor, he do for the emperor to protect the whole city. I forgot the name. So it's also a formation. So this one is the Ba Guo, correct? Pronunciation Ba Guo, Ba Guo Zhen. And because of that, funny, the nomad didn't revolt anymore. All the life and all the what they call minority group, they live there in harmony, and they become like no more nomad. They stay around. That's how the Xinjiang come about. Then after that, by accident or luck or what, I don't know. They say that region is so rich in mineral, oil and gas and mineral. He said it's overflowing everywhere, oil. He said you simply jungle down also got oil. 60 feet got oil. Those who do oil and gas, they know 2,000 meter, 1,000 meter, very deep only you can find oil. Xinjiang everywhere. And then they say it's like overflowing with oil and resource. And because of that, the China government, because they are very responsible, they decide to actually tap all the wealth. Then the country has this policy. Everything found on the ground, like our country, belong to federal government. So the Xinjiang region actually don't have their own resources and money, because this all belongs to government, unless investors come and do all those things. So they decide special autonomous region. You know why they call autonomous region? Where you got autonomy, not like other region, all federal government control. This one, they channel back 20%. That's why they do the infrastructure. That is the Silk Road to the West. That's why the whole region boom. Then their cotton, the soil there so fertile because of the snow-capped mountain, Tian Shan. Every year, 4 or 5 months, the summertime, the snow will melt and a lot of very fresh water, very pristine, fresh and pure water. That's why now they can tell Japan, you release the what they call Fukushima radioactive water, they don't want to buy their salmon and seafood. Because here, Xinjiang, they got this type of fresh water that can actually breed this salmon out there, and now a lot produce. Then they dam up the water irrigate the desert until oasis everywhere. This is China. So as Chinese, you should be proud of China. And because of that, China become so different. That area, 28 million, less than 2% of the population of China. You know, GDP responsible for almost 36%. That's why they focus there. They do a lot of things there.
Since 2010.
Then, not 13 years ago. The Road and Belt started 10 years ago. All because Xinjiang. That's why US, the West, very scared. They spread propaganda, want to use the Uyghur Muslim issue. You ask yourself the question, when did the America and the West really care for Muslim? They whack Muslim all over, but in Xinjiang, is it? No freedom, everything. And these people believe. The only people don't believe them are the Muslim themselves. So, how did I go there? Anything to do with our... Pak Kwa Chen, correct, yeah, Pak Kwa Chen. So what I want you to understand is when you develop the awareness, when you develop the Dharma understanding, all this you can understand. Whether it's I Ching, the Tao, or whatever religion with the truth, you can understand. Okay? Yeah. Now we come back. Yeah. Sui An. Now Sui An also got something to share. Sadhu.
It was an incident 2 days ago, about 6 p.m. dinner. So something related with this eye thing. So what happens is some of us are on 5 precepts, some of us are on 8 precepts. So those of you on 5 precepts, about 6 o'clock, you'll be wondering, oh, what's dinner? Curry, fried rice. Curry, I cannot take your sore throat. And I got nothing to eat. So it's on the 12th thing, you come down to this the craving or the grasping or whatever. What am I going to eat? I cannot eat. Oh, fried rice. I like it. I want some more. Finish really. Okay, so those are the 5 precepts. So anyway, what happened is I stepped into the kitchen just to make sure everything is okay. And they said, hey, see, the fried rice is very, very nice. You come and join us because this one is the olive leaf fried rice or something like that. Okay, so up front, in the morning, when you chant 5 precepts, then you'll be thinking of what am I going to eat for dinner, right? But when you chant the 8 precepts, then it's just in the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness of rice. Okay. They said, oh, come and eat. I just smile. There, chop. So whether you call it bija or you call it yoniso manasikra or whatever. Just want to share with you.
Okay, thank you, Sadhu. So what Sui An share with you is Yao Da Tai Mo Da Sai. So you take 8%. Fried rice, how nice, how fragrant, also bole fun. So the mundane mind will go to the paticca-samma, have that craving or something. But then after a while, like that day, I think, Tracy, when he realized, Jared said, can somebody lend me the spoon? He asked, okay. Then he realized, ayo, he said, oh, one spoon. And I said, oh. So it's the same, like Suyan, heard from the kitchen, tonight fried rice, Yong Chun Fan, Xiang Chun Fan, getting ready. Then suddenly the thought count will recall, like Tracy, recall. Ayo, 8 precepts. So, Yada Tai Mo Da Sai. Like your money in the bank, Yada Tai Mo Da Sai. I know. Because he, I think, happened to see that those who are on 5 precepts, Yada Sai, Yada Tai, Yada Sai. But those on 8 precepts, no matter how good also, you already on 8 precepts, understand?
You will pass.
Yeah, you will follow us. But Dhamma, no, Dhamma is for you to understand. Mundane existence does have peace because the mundane mind always do this type of thing. And this is a reality. We are within the existential world, the form and mind develop existence, habitual thinking, and follow the paticca-samutta. That's why the Buddha realized this. He realized the dwelling, how you function as a human being. Like my wife now come to know. He said, like, robot, not him. And I said, the form and mind is not him. This one, the memory, everything, input and all things, the views, opinion, the opinion, is like robot doing things. And I said, not you. It's a different entity, and so on, form and mind, but it's not a permanent engineer. So when you see, it's like that nature is that nature can understand the whole of it, understand? So like the phenomena and the pneumonia. You know the meaning of pneumonia or not? Pneumonia is the entire oneness. Phenomena is whatever that you can perceive within the pneumonia. Understand? So, so the oneness covers the pneumonia. It's like this nature, which is the oneness, can understand the phenomenal world. Understand? But the phenomenal world cannot understand the awareness nature. It's just like our thought. What is thought? Thought is actually more intelligent than form. Understand? So thought can see form. Understand? External form. You realize or not? Table, building, chair, everything. But all these things, form, cannot see your mind. You realize that? Because they don't have consciousness. Then, how does the awareness allow you to see thought? Because you have this awareness which is of higher intelligence, this one can see thought. Understand not? You can follow. But thought cannot see awareness, understand not? We're within the field of thought, like the phenomenal world. They are playing around within existence, following the existential law. Nothing to do with the beyond thought, beyond mind. So, in the same manner, when you start with the instrument of thought, how can you realize the Dhamma, which is beyond thought, beyond mind? So that thought-based meditation is destined to fail. You cannot realize. So once you understand that, then you will not cling, you will not hold. So what I try to explain to you is, this mundane mind before you become enlightened will go this way, will do all this. So whatever Suyan described or whatever you all try to figure out, it's all within the field of thought and so on. Not until your awareness comes. When your awareness comes, the understanding different, the seeing different. So this is where Dhamma can actually transform the individual, give rise to beautiful understanding for you to understand clearly who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. Then how you know the world, how you interact with the world. Then once you connect with the senses, it's because you have the awareness. Without awareness, you cannot connect to a sensor. Without awareness, you will connect to the thought process, understand not? The thinking. And your thinking, you only know how to stay here, understand not? And this is memory, your accumulated knowledge, views, opinion, condition, belief system. Whatever life experience that you accumulate is your knowledge, good and bad. Then my wife realized, when he realized here, stabilize, even now he say he's still here, aware, then this one, nothing to do with this one, understand? Ru putong. But like I say, there is such thing as life. Existential Dhamma actually exists. That's why each year you wave on within the conditioned world. Everything is conditioned Dhamma. So conditioned Dhamma depend on condition to arise. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. That's why it's impermanent, empty, non-self, nothing, not real. So when you have all this understanding, when you are here, you have the wisdom, connected. That's why he said you are the Noble Eightfold Path. Actually, the word is not precise. You are not the Noble Eightfold. You are the embodiment of this Noble Eightfold Path. Understand now? Because to be an Arya with this understanding, you must have the understanding of the Noble Eightfold Path. So this embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path quality is connected to the form and mind. Understand now? It's not the form and mind, it's the Noble Eightfold Path. That understanding is there. Then you manifest with that understanding. That's why that Noble Eightfold Path is with that form and mind. You understand? Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah.
Because this morning, Sui said something about programming, right?
Yes.
So, like here, in the morning when you chant 5 precepts or 8 precepts, you are already programming yourself. What's going to happen the rest of the day and what's going to happen? I mean, I'm just referring to that chart that was the 12 link all the way to the clinging, grasping and all that. Right? So, for those that are very ignorant, the Abhijja one, it could be 0 precept or 1 precept, you know. So, which means he has broken 4, at least broken 4 precepts. So, when you break 1 precept, then a lot of things happens. When you break 2 precepts, a lot of things happens. So, this programming, whatever you're learning that Brother Teo is trying to explain to us, even as simple as the relax and aware, you apply every moment, then your life changes. Whatever you see changes very quickly. But if you don't apply, you say, Brother Teo, say here every moment. How can every moment? Never mind. Let's go and go down there. Yamcha first. Then straight away, everything gone. So the things will change, right? But if you really apply the every moment, even the yamcha also, like Brother Teo gave the example, the cup bang on the floor so you can get enlightened.
Because when the hot water landed on Xu's hand, that thing, that tactile, which is so intense, very so hot, he just naturally to open up your hand, it's so hot. Yeah, that cup which is with the hot water that spill over his hand, he just free it. Then the whole thing dropped. But during that time, when he was in shock, you know what happened? He has no thought. Understand? Well, he is not striving already. Understand? Not meditating already. Not observing all the fantastic meditation already, the brightness. Suddenly, the mind freeze. Understand? Like he says, space pulverized. Then what trigger of that? That cracking sound, that vibration. That is the pure hearing from the nature. That hearing immediately trigger off the enlightenment because he is ready, you understand? He actually got all the understanding and the knowledge, but he don't know what the true mind is, like Shen Xiu, understand? So he has to wait till the mind like that. That Ananda also said, remember? Strive so hard until he give up. Next morning, the 500 Arahant supposed to gather on the first council. So almost dawn already, he decide to give up and rest. The moment he decide to give up and rest means what? No more craving, no more thought, nothing, relax. Before the head hit the pillow, Arahant. Then every day try like you. Give up everything. Then try. Maybe 1,000 times, cannot, 10,000 times. Then 1,000,000 times, got chance, got hope. You go and hope. So, enlightenment can happen anytime, but you have to prepare for yourself. In fact, a lot of cultivators doesn't realize. Like I used to tell you, Sui, his way approach is IT, okay? He learned very fast also. But a lot of things I teach, he can follow. Okay? But what he lacks is like Sui say. The awareness nature, the heedfulness that Buddha emphasized on. But once that one stabilizes, he will understand very far. Then the whole thing like zoop, go in, like Xu Yun like that. The thing will happen. No thought, then suddenly that thing trigger, space pulverize, then you realize the unconditioned. Then after that come up, he understand everything. But when the bright light, the illumination happens, he knows this one is not the real one, but he didn't transform. So a lot of people get like during the Buddha's time, a lot of arahant, the ladies, One of them is what? We were washing her leg. They pour water. Before the water flow out and reach the end, she become arahant. Huh? Then there was one monk. Polish with the white cloth. Then after that, suddenly also become an arahant. So, then there is another monk meditate on the Golden Buddha. Well, previous slide, goldsmith son, and attracted to the Buddha. But the moment the Buddha, the Golden Buddha, that the Buddha gave it to him as a meditation object, because the Buddha has this ability to see and understand, and with the psyche, he caused it to degenerate at the right time. Then the moment that beautiful shining Buddha meditation object degenerate, you know what happened to him? He suddenly was full of like joy, like what my wife went through, understand the understanding. This type of Golden Buddha, so pure, so pure, also can just disintegrate like that. What more my physical body? You understand? That's why he immediately awakened and realized that this is not him, understand? Everything is dependent originating, condition arising. Whatever you have, when the conditions are there, it exists. When condition no more, it ceases to be. Any reality or not? None, isn't it? This is the wisdom that you have to have. Okay? We continue, otherwise 1.5 hour the thing never move. Okay, continue.
Page 69, question 5. What? 2.5. Difference between forest and city monk. Question 5. What is the difference between forest and ordinary city monk? Brother Teo replied, it is just different terminologies used to describe these two different types of monks.
I think 2.4 we didn't go through, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't finish.
2.4, the daily mindfulness one, somebody asked a question. We didn't go through, isn't it?
Okay,
yeah,
sorry. Yeah. Go to page 68, 2.4. Why my mindfulness could only sustain for a while? Question 4. Why is it that my mindfulness could only sustain for a while? And I find it very difficult to cultivate the daily mindfulness when I am working. Brother Teo replied, when you understand what sati or mindfulness is, then you will know how to train your mind to be heedful throughout the day, and daily mindfulness can be developed and stabilized even in the midst of life and work. When I was cultivating about 26 over years ago, I was also working as a civil engineer, and the place I worked, according to my boss and my predecessor, was like a madhouse. I was the head of the maintenance and technical department of the property office, a super scale post with a staff strength of 800 over responsible for the overall upkeep, maintenance and development of one main and two branch university campus. This job comes with a lot of responsibilities and work pressure, yet I was able to develop the cultivation and my daily mindfulness was not a problem. So it all depends on you, and if you are sincere and serious about life, then the cultivation will take off and there will be no problem. You must know how to plan and organize your work well, then you will be able to do it. Like what I did, within a period of 2 to 3 months, the whole madhouse department was transformed and I was able to settle down to do my cultivation, and soon I became quite free after I had managed to standardize into annual contracts most of the essential routine maintenance work. That was the reason why while working, I could still meditate daily. Off and on can still go for meditation retreat and spiritual trips, etc. With my wife and 2 children, aged 4 and 6, I followed a very strict daily religious routine and meditate very often. I will meditate early morning when I woke up, before I start work at office, at lunch break and whenever I had free time and before I sleep. Even during meetings, then later when my daily mindfulness meditation had stabilized, I was able to meditate throughout the day and even into my sleeping moments. Like I hardly sleep and I was fully aware and awake most of the time.
This is what is possible. That's why I wrote that technically 24 hours. I tried it for 3 months. I hardly sleep. You know, during that time, my mindfulness and awareness nature was so stable. I can just lie down, relax, maintain awareness. Then this body rested. Then it go into the resting mode, which normally will lapse into the sleeping mode. So you know what happened after that? I hear my own snoring and all those things. Then I was with the awareness. I saw all the subconscious release and the unconscious release. How like the subconscious release, like dream inside there you see. Then how the unconscious, some of the phobia that need to release, come out. The awareness is that. Then when the whole thing finish, after the 6 to 7 hours, normally you sleep 6-7 hours. You know, when you say wake up, I didn't wake up. My awareness was with it. Then that moment I become conscious again, I come out of the awareness and become conscious again. You know what happened now? I didn't sleep.
Continue.
That last thought, awareness of that thought, continue out. Then someone else went on. No need to watch face or no. I didn't sleep. Didn't rest. You tell yourself, possible. No need to sleep. That's what the Buddha did. But I remember he died early. 80 years old, where he overwoke. He told Ananda, when Ananda requests for him to stay, he said, please. My body is like a worn-out block. You know why it's a worn-out block? Everything waiting to fall apart. You ask me to continue. That's why I knew I don't want to be a hero. Otherwise, I can continue. But what for? That's why after that, if I want to maintain awareness, I'm there. If I don't want, I sleep. I rest. Because all this 24-hour thing is for you to understand that it can be done. Then after you done already, like the Buddha say, Sekha and Asekha. You remember? Sekha is under training. When you have gone beyond training, why you still want to practice? Like Sri An asked me, why don't you go retreat? I also don't know how to explain to her at that time. My nature, Shai Po, already asked me to practice mindfulness and all those things, go retreat. No more meaning, isn't it? So when you understand, that's why I gave you the advice. Whatever happened is part of the way. Don't go and through memory cling and expect this to be repeated, thinking that this is important. Forget about it. Wisdom is the moment you're aware, you understand, you awaken, is with your nature. Connected to this form of mind. You can never forget one. No need to remember one. Then continue to evolve. That's why I told you before, my father, when I inherit from my spiritual nature at the age of 35 in 1989, I breezed through my cultivation to reach back to the stage I was in my last life before I came this life. That's why very fast I went back to that stage. And all the things that happened for me to understand, I breezed through. That night I was telling Sui An and Xi Wei, when I breezed through that time, there was one phase, I need to go through all the rhymes of the devas and all those things. Then I saw these devas, how they move and how the pair, very beautiful color and translucent, but very fine, beautiful color. Then they some in pair, some alone, but most of them are in pair. Then suddenly I saw one group of devas suddenly congregate somewhere. Very fast they come. Then I remember the Jataka story. Remember? The Buddha underneath the Bodhi tree, and also sometimes the ascetic giving a sermon or what. Then the Deva, all up there, the drawing, exactly the same. Then when they withdraw, very fast, gone already. They come very fast, they gone very fast. So a lot of these things, you don't have the condition to go through. You can never understand what the Deva rhymes are and all those things. And they exist. Understand or not? Then in the conditioned world, please don't get things wrong. When they say got medium and all, God! The deity that enter their body and take over and speak and talk exists. But the Buddha say, since they are also within the 31 plane, they are not enlightened beings. So try not to associate with them too much. Understand? Don't be gullible by what they do and what they say and what they teach. So this is the advice. But they do exist. And what my mother did was really beautiful. When she went to one of these mediums, I think not enough time to talk about it. It involves her father-in-law and how my father recovered from the surgery and all those things. So all this, if you have the faith, you believe it exists, then they can actually take over the medium body and talk in a different sound altogether. Then when I was with my brother, when I was in Form 5 or Form 6, I remember, they all one day got nothing to do. No? He got one friend, got one staff Indian. No? The Indian don't know Hokkien one, no? But they hire him. So they say he can lo tang, no? Can enter trance. No? So they want to try him out. No? Actually, they look for 3-digit and 4-digit. So he came to my brother's house at the back of the shop there. Then they arrange a table with the author and all that. Follow what he was trained in and go and chant that one tanki chant on. Then suddenly he collapsed under the table, no? Become unconscious. No? So people panic. No? Then all of a sudden he wake up. Hey, he speak Hokkien, no? Very heavy one, no? That Hokkien, right? Ancient China, that one. Then suddenly I say, because they were talking about ghosts and all those things before that in the my brother's house, they don't believe. Wow, then that one say, I also don't believe, better come. It's like they are going to like teach you a lesson or what. So what happened? I witnessed that. I say, God, that one. Then after that, they panic, they know what to do, they run away. So they run away. This one, nobody talked to him, no response, collapsed back on the table. After that, he wake up. Then my brother and the boss asked him, what happened? I don't know. He said, I don't know, I'm very tired now. Just somebody entered his body. He was, I think he past life must be tanky or what medium, allow people to take over the body. So if you have that past, then you can become a medium. That's why sometimes the devas or non-human want to help the world. They don't have a body. So they go through tanky, understand? Medium. But don't go and believe all these things. Some quite accurate and good because the Deva wants to help one. That's why they claim that they are Kuan Yin Niang Niang, Samo Niang Niang. It's not really the true Kuan Yin, it's the deity who have faith and also want to help. So they are there. So my mother one, he met the genuine one. The one that come down was my grandfather. My mother's father-in-law. So all this, you believe or don't believe, doesn't matter. What is important is, if you witness it, you see, you know, there is something. So do not simply come out with your comments. That's why I say, you don't understand, open mind. Let things be. Then nothing to do with Dhamma. Please, like the Buddha said, They also like you, not enlightened without the Dhamma. How can they help you? Maybe worldly way, yes. Like what my great grandfather, which my mother's father-in-law told him. He straight away, like in the trance, no, very loudly call out my mother. No. Do you know who I am in that very high traditional Hakka tone from China? No? Oh. And my mother panic. Oh. How come the medium suddenly say, do you know who I am? Then the words is, the next answer come out, I'm your father-in-law. My mother like panic. My father-in-law passed away already. How come here? Then he said, do you know why your husband landed in the hospital? Huh? Do you know why your father-in-law landed in the hospital? Got time? Oh, yeah. Okay, I finish it off. I'm not supposed to spend time and tell you a story. My wife already said, not much time. But don't worry, this one I think interesting. Huh? So my mother just listened, father-in-law, what to do? He said, what happened to my father while he got ulcer? He landed in a hospital, I told you all, Adventist hospital in Penang. The doctor was very good, the surgeon from UK. He said, you must operate immediately, otherwise God also cannot help you. And that was the case. Then he went for the operation. My mother panicked, you remember? I told you? Kao kun yam everything. Live one, exchange live one, shorten my life, like what Pusing did. He said, she can die. The husband must not die. Because everyone depend on him and on him. So he panicked, he went all over until he got sick with this medium in Perak. Then the father-in-law told, do you know he got a younger brother? My father got two brothers, he and the younger brother. The younger brother died after birth. And according to the grandfather, the father-in-law, my grandfather, he told my mother, your this younger brother now cannot take river. He cannot enter your house, is it? Because the Dharma protector at the outside, prevent him from entering. Well, he is not related to us, not within our family member. But luckily, my mother got the San Chi Pai and ancestor tablet. Then my mother asked, how to invite him in? Is it? And the message came from my father-in-law. You will get a shock. He said, wait, be patient. Is it? Your second son, he said, me. Wait till he get married, he said. Then invite him in officially, he said. But must have the ancestor tablet away. Otherwise, I cannot enter his house, he said. Then there was one lady together with me, cultivate the... together with me, go to Ajayantra. And that time, until we do the cultivation. She all of a sudden dare not meditate one. Went for the retreat, the vipassana, you know, the Burmese one, standing, walking. She was like a zombie, she almost collapsed. And she said, morning check in, afternoon check out. And nobody gave him any chance of progressing or not. You know what happened? Suddenly met my second last teacher. My second last teacher also Jana Kaki. She passed by also Jana Kaki. Suddenly one day, go there and meditate. Within that few classes, she went home and do her own meditation. She went into the jhana and from one first jhana until the eighth jhana within one sitting. 4 hours. After that, he become completely different, transformed. Then after that, he can astral travel out or not. Whether you believe or not, I leave it to you. He said when the father fly to China, he meditated. His astral body can go. He think of the father, he was at the plane with the father. He saw the father in the plane doing all those things. Then after that, He decided to come back, Then he decided to go Breakthrough Temple, see. Then he saw the devas and all that. Then he decided to visit whose house. Finally, he came to my house. Then you know what he told me. He called me Atiyo in Hokkien. Atiyo. Tu chai lue chu a chie ji ge dhamma protector wo yo. Si pe chie, he said. I said, you can see ah. Yeah, I still travel, I go to your house, I saw it. So, all this type of thing, you believe or not? And because of that, how did I go there? I'm not supposed to go there. Huh?
The medium, your grandfather story.
Yeah, my grandfather, why I go there and talk about all this? Oh, because you all don't believe, so I want to tell you another story that is more. You think fairy tale, huh? This is more fantastic than fairy tale. So what happened was, after that, he insists, wait till I get married. Then when I get married, my mother put up the ancestral tablet, everything. Then my father recovered. Then until now, no more problem. Means at peace already. And he told my mother, he said, you agree, like contract now, you agree. Your husband, means my father, will be discharged in 4 days. Exactly 4 days discharged. Come back. And after that, he recovered. That time, I was only in Form 1 now. I think 12 or 13 years old. I am the second elder. The rest, nine of us are all very small. If my father not around, I got no more chance to go uni and all those things. I don't know what will happen to my life. And I know I can study. So that time also, I witnessed all this. Then I saw how my mother really go and seek help everywhere. So during those moments, if you seek help, because she not in the Dhamma, the only thing she can do is seek the thing that she knows. That's why I don't blame her. She asked me to go to temple. I told you, all the dainties, I cannot pay respect. I count 1 to 10, I put them just to you. When I go to Kuan Yin temple, I can pay respect and do all those things. So it's meant to be. So when you are limited in your understanding, you go and seek all this, depend on your karma. If last time you are not the bogus medium, then you will not go to a bogus medium. Then you will go to the right medium like my mother. Then things can happen. Because the only way to communicate with the world, the early people, is they all up there know. But they cannot. They don't have a body. So they go to medium. And such things do exist. So don't just because I say that you go and ask your parents make ancestral tablet for you. That one is up to you. That one got benefit. Because they are in the existential world, you understand? Some of them are born in non-human or spirit or whatever. So sometimes they want to come in, they cannot come in. Really? Because you are not authorized, they tell you. Then, if you have the ancestral tablet, different. Then they say, we are the ancestor. I'm the what and what. How we are connected. And then they allow you in. Understand? Because this is the existential world. They have their tradition. They have their culture. They have their belief and all these things. So when it comes to understanding, the Dhamma understanding can help you screen all this. Understand? Don't like be gullible and believe everything. The other extreme is don't believe everything. Take the middle path. Tread the middle path. Have an open mind. Investigate. Find out. Okay? So we finish, It was the office thing, how come I come to this? Daily mindfulness, everything. How did I end up telling you all this? The next one is difference between forest monk and city monk. Okay, after this one we stop, then you can have your meditation.
2.5 Difference between forest and city monks. Question 5. What is the difference between forest and ordinary city monks? Brother Teo replied, it is just different terminology used to describe these two different types of monks. The forest monks are those from the forest traditions, especially those within the outskirts of Thailand, where they still practice the forest tradition as laid down by the Buddha. That is, they cultivate following the Vinaya and the Sutta, so as to be worthy of offerings, etc. And also on a daily basis, they go for Pindapata or alms round following the Buddha's tradition. However, the ordinary city monks who stay in the city monastery or temples do not usually go for Pindapata or alms round, and they are usually more scholarly, and since they tend to have more interaction with worldly people, their worldly duties are more, but they also cultivate following the Vinaya and the Sutta. It is a matter of preference or choice, and it is up to the individual. Both types of monks can still cultivate the Buddha Dharma because they are ordained monks following the rules and teaching Dharma Vinaya as laid down by the Buddha.
Okay, I think we stop here, then we can have our meditation. It's supposed to be 45 minutes. Just nice. 45 minutes. We are off the light. Then you can have your awareness-based meditation, 45 minutes.